Gee, it was hot down there, Mike. It was cut short, apparently. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Slats. Very well, thank you very much. 42-degree temperatures yesterday. Unbelievable. It was like an oven out there. Dry heat, desert heat, I think, in Adelaide.
Yeah.
And yes, it was cut short, the stage, for the very first time in the Tour Down Under's 19-year history, from 145 kilometres to 118. And the call was put out by the riders. Adam Hansen is the rider representative, and he spoke to a few of the main names in the peloton, especially those from the north of the equator, who haven't really acclimatized just yet, from Europe and North America, and a couple of Aussies as well. And the call went out to the race director, Mike Turter, and said, look, let's reduce this if we can. It's just damn too hot out here. And that's what happened.
Yeah, well, I was watching a fair bit of it, Mike. It seemed to be a sensible decision, and the riders are pretty sensible. I think there was one poor bloke went out by himself in a breakaway, and everybody else sort of just sat back and said, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's just have a bit of a day out here because it's too hot.
Yeah, exactly right. I noticed that Rowan Dennis in the paper here today is saying it was pretty boring out there.
Yeah.
Because one rider's out there, and they weren't going to catch him and exert too much energy too early. Incidentally, one French rider was, he suffered heat exhaustion and was taken to hospital as a result of the heat. So the right decision was made, and, 42 degrees. That is just quite incredible.
And, Mike, what's the outcome of yesterday? Will they struggle today, or do they hold it back enough?
No, look, they would have recovered quite well. They've had a lot of time to recover. They'll be back and doing what they do well. The temperature here today isn't expected to top 27 degrees, so it's much, much better conditions. Now, they're back into it straight away. 118 kilometres is relatively short. That's what was covered yesterday. They were okay. The riders that I looked at when they crossed the finish line were going out all right despite the heat.
Yeah, well, they're pros, aren't they? They realise
exactly
the start of a very, very long year for them. And Caleb Ewan, mate, 22 years of age. History repeats. He won this stage last year and, geez, it was tight. What, just a quarter of a bike wheel?
Yeah, I think you might have heard Robbie McEwen saying that he thought the rider that came second, Danny Van Poppel, might have got up, but the replay shows that Caleb, too cool. He was cool on a very hot day, defied the scorching heat and the pressure, and he is really a seasoned campaigner now when it comes to the sprints. 22 years of age, and there he goes again. He loves this time of the year. It is his time of the year, of course, the summer of cycling in Australia. And the Euros and the North Americans, well, they've got a little bit of catching up to do. But at the moment, Ewan is one of the best sprinters going around, not just in Australia, but in the world. And he did it again yesterday. Great performance. And the way he leans over the bars, TK, it's quite incredible. It's like a rabbit on a greyhound track, isn't he? Or a dog chasing a rabbit. So low over the handlebars. Mm. Quite a unique style.
Yeah, it certainly is. Mike, I mentioned yesterday, what are the bikes like in 2017? Are they running disc brakes and all that sort of stuff now, or not quite?
Yeah, some of them are, Slats. They are. Look, I've got to say, I haven't really followed the technology of the bicycles because they change virtually
so
every year.
Yeah.
There are new bikes being formed, and the technology that goes with them just changes. Essentially, it's just two wheels, a frame, and handlebars, and and, of course, the brakes. But, look, these bikes, as you know, are not cheap. They can rise to the value of some $20,000, some of them. So a lot goes into them. They're great machines. And, of course, obviously, they carry these riders at a very fast pace.
I like that one with the engine in it. You know, the bike doping.
What, the battery?
The mechanical doping.
The battery
one.
In the
tube.
Yeah,
I reckon they're the go, particularly in the hot. Mike, we look forward to getting the updates. Who wins today, quickly?
Well, it's the new Queen stage, and I noticed Rowan Dennis was saying that the time gaps will open up. We could see the winner overall of the Tour Down Under emerge today. We'll have to wait and see. It's a really tough stage.
Okay, we look forward to it. Good on you, Mike. Well done.
Thanks,
Mike
boys.
Tomalaris there, that Tour Down Under continues, and still hot weather right across the country, not only here in New South Wales.
You're giving yourself up there.
South Australia. What's, why is it?
Well, you'd just be going for a bit of a dodgy advantage, wouldn't you? So you like the bike with the battery in it. Now, that's illegal, Terry.
Well, that is, yeah.
That's right.
Mechanical doping, they call it.
Well, that's right. So you'd go for that, would you?
Well, socially.
Socially, you would.
Why not?
I did go riding.
All those other idiots going up
hill. A while ago, and there's a chap riding around Northern Beaches, and he must be 75 plus. Might be 80, in fact. And he's got one of those.
Yeah.
And going up these...
Smart man.
Coming out of a cooner and everyone's... he just flies up.
Isn't he remarkable, that old
but
man?
But it keeps him exercising. That's the thing. It keeps him out there. It's just, it's fabulous for him.
I'd only switch it on when I needed it. Like the entire time.